Thank you for listening to Mimosas in the Morning.
Good morning. Welcome. This morning we are doing something different. We are out on location today at the American Heart Association. I'm Leslie and this is Holly, and thanks for joining us.
And today we are blessed that the American Heart Association in Tampa Bay has allowed us to come to talk about the Heart Walk. The lovely Amber, who works for the American Heart Association, we're going to ask her, it's going to be a Q&A, a little talking, and she's going to give us some answers, and we're going to educate you this morning, and hopefully you're going to want to join with us, because we want you to go not just walking, but heart walking. So today, when we're going to talk about, the first question would be, when did the American Heart Association begin? Give me a little history.
Yeah, a little bit of history. First, I want to say thank you so much for being here. Really glad to have you guys, and really hope that we can educate everybody a little bit about the American Heart Association, what we do, and especially the Heart Walk since it's coming up so soon. So the American Heart Association was started back in 1924, so we just celebrated 90 years a couple years ago of funding life-saving science, and it was started by six doctors. Because if you can believe it, back then, if you had a cardiovascular disease, that was kind of it. It was like, well, we don't really know what to do with you. And these doctors got together and really felt like this shouldn't be this way. There's so much more to this. And so they created the American Heart Association. They started with research, and really over the last 90 years, we've sort of evolved into not just funding life-saving research, but really taking on the health and wellness of the community and being involved.
Awesome. So, how did the Heart Walk actually begin?
Yeah, so it's really exciting. This is our 25th anniversary of Heart Walk here in Tampa Bay. So for those of you who may know, if you've been around in the Tampa Bay area for a while, we used to have two walks. We did one in St. Pete, we did one in Tampa, and just sort of over the years, we've really become the Tampa Bay Heart Walk, and we're really excited this year to celebrate 25 years of heart walking and to kind of do some really fun things. And for those of you that don't know, the Heart Walk is our large walk that we do annually, and it's just a really great way to come out and have some heart healthy exercise and also raise awareness and raise funds for a really great mission and cause.
And last year it was like 30,000 people. It was my first time. I just moved here last year from Virginia, and I was just very impressed. Well, my family liked it because, hey, is it where? What's it at? Tell them.
It is at Raymond James Stadium, and I'm glad you said that. We are very proud of the fact that we're the second largest heart walk in the nation. Mm-hmm. So we're expecting over 30,000 people to come out to Raymond James Stadium and get some heart healthy exercise.
Yeah. It's very motivating and also heartbreaking to see some of the things that the families that have been impacted with this deadly disease.
Yeah, I can definitely say that's one of my favorite things about the walk is that it really is to raise awareness, but also to celebrate our survivors and let them know that we're cheering them on. We're so proud of the journeys that they've been on. If you come out to the walk, you'll see that our adult survivors are wearing red hats so that you can identify them, and our children survivors wear red capes because we all know they're little superheroes. And so it's just a really impactful visual to be able to come out and see all the people wearing hats and capes and know that they have a journey. You might not know what it is, but they've been through something, and to be able to celebrate them and let them know that this is about them.
It's so exciting. So how does the Tampa Bay Heart Walk work? Like, where can people contact if they want to go walking with you, us here, or even in a different state? How do they contact you?
And let me add this too. They don't have to be with a specific group to come walk. Right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of nitty gritty details. The Heart Walk is on Saturday, November the 10th, Raymond James Stadium. The festivities start around 7:30, 8 o'clock. You can come hang out with us in the festival area and see all the fun things that we have to do. Really excited this year. We have goat yoga.
I wanted to do that.
They're going to do that. They're doing it at Randall.
I can't wait. So Transamerica is sponsoring goat yoga for us. We have TGH, our official pet sponsor. You can bring your pet out to come walk with you, get some cool stuff for them. We've got a silent disco tent. I don't know if you guys know silent disco. You kind of groove to your own thing with headphones on. So
I'm always grooving.
Yeah. Right?
On a regular basis.
So a lot of really cool activities out at Raymond James Stadium for everybody to do. Family friendly. And the best part, it's free to come out and walk. There's no registration fee. You don't have to pay to sign up. Fundraising is absolutely encouraged. But if you just want to come out and get some heart healthy exercise with the family, you can most certainly do that. Parking is free as well in the lots of Raymond James Stadium. All of this information can be found on our website at tampabayheartwalk.org. So you can go there, you can find the digital copy of our event guide that has our map. It tells you all the great things that there are to do, and just any other logistics that you may need. It also has contact information if you have questions. Even though the walk is on Saturday, it's 100% not too late to register. We would love to have you come out and register, get a team together, maybe your neighborhood, someone, a family that you want to walk with. Definitely you can do that through the website as well. There's a register button that you can click and it'll walk you through the steps of
or
what
tell
you
us
need.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Join us.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to be the advocates who are wearing red tutus, let me tell you, and bringing out red.
Yes, we're all about it. We do a lot of companies and just individuals will make their own shirts mm-hmm. so that they're easily recognizable when they come out. So that's always really cool as well to kind of see people's creativity when it comes to designing something and making a shirt that they can wear proudly and be with their walk team.
And as excited as I am about the Heart Walk, that's not the only thing that you actually offer. So what are the other things that the American Heart Association
offers? Yeah, so although 30,000 people, this is definitely the biggest event that we do. We have some other things that happen throughout the year. In the springtime, we have our Go Red for Women luncheon, which I know you've been involved
with before.
That is how we met. Yeah. Our Go Red for Women luncheon, which focuses on women's health. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women. Yeah. So there's that, as well as our Black Tie Gala, which is the Heart Ball, also happens in the spring. And then we have so many other things that we do out in the community. I know we talked about our STEM event that we just did a couple weeks. We partnered with some local folks, Boys and Girls Club, and had 140 underserved girls come to Tech Data for a day full of science, technology, engineering, and math, and really and how Heart Health incorporates into that as well. We go out into the community, we do hands-only CPR trainings, we have stroke awareness lunch and learns, we have a blood pressure monitoring program that we go in and talk about. So there's so many things.
All mommies need that, right?
And there's so many things that, like I mentioned, it's not just funding life-saving research. We really care about the health and wellness of the community and making sure that there's that element of care. And
we're going to post this. We'll post the website because
yes.
that's where everybody should be able to get in touch with you. And so any of this information, if you want to be involved, especially the STEM program, isn't that amazing? Like, to me, that's
amazing. Well, it is. And, you know, I think for me personally, after my grandmother passed away, we found out that she was having heart issues all along that she never shared with us. So I think sometimes, and maybe with women, I don't know if it's a stigma or just an awareness level. So I think what you all do
we
is
don't talk about it.
We don't talk about it.
We're the ones who are supposed to take care of everybody else, but who is supposed to take care of us.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much. Thank you for allowing us to come.
Yes, absolutely.
We really appreciate American Heart Association of Tampa Bay. Thank you for letting us come and be part of this morning with Leslie and Holly.
And part of Military Home Base again.
Yep.
Bringing you home one base at a time.
Thank you.
Bye.